Blog Talk Radio.
Today's lesson, I think, is about 516, I'm reading from the New Revised Standard. And it says, in the same way that your light shines your husband, so that they may see the good work and give glory to your Father. I think this verse is right now, I'm perceived being kind of stressed, troubled. Because people are fighting against one another, impacting, and disasters, and hurt, being displaced from their homes, and everything. And I heard some people say they can't look at it, can't. As Christians, we are the shining light to the dark world. This passage is so great that it is the king. The great civil rights we enacted on Harry Lindsay would have been 91 years old. And he declared that the upper measure of man is not where the stand moment comfort seems. Where he said, and talent, and this. Now, when a person stands up to what they believe, they would say, it's a kind of competition. Someone might say, I don't agree with you. Maybe they don't understand why you feel this way. Or why it is this way or that way. You only stand up for what you believe in. While a person may not disagree with you, they respect you. But I knew of it when I was in college, the years ago, was during the height of the Vietnam conflict. And he voiced to make sure that he would do what his ideas were. And I didn't particularly agree with him, but he stood up for what he believed in. A lot of people say, well, this is going to happen. I don't want to leave college. Only a few people did that. This is one of these, and this young person did that. Like I said, I didn't see the mistake. And a couple of other seats, you know, who agreed that the number one seat thing, that this, I don't agree with what he believes in, but I respect him for standing up the way he does that. And if you did not think this way, this is what Jesus did for you. You stood up for what he believed. There are so many, you know, well, I looked at some other versions saying about this fear in the first sentence. Keep your contact from the Gentiles, conduct the Gentiles of, so that when they seek it, they see what it is, and they see a good thing, they all by God, that they are just safe. And we go to Philippians 3, verse 16, that you may be blameless of any truth of God, without blemish, in the midst of the perfect with this generation. I'd like to say that today. Among whom you shine as light in the world, holding fast the glory of light, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud and I may have done in vain for David. 1 Peter 3:16, having in your conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile you with good behavior in Christ will be the truth. Titus 2:7, show yourself in all respect to be a model of good works, and in your teaching show integrity and truth. See, when you stand up for what you believe, stand up for God. And what I read about that king's life, who I followed, I followed, some of the things he went through, I read about them. I don't know if I could have done them, but this is what he believed in. He said, God's power. We know people that are in the slack. Who have been thrown at him, who have spot upon him. But he continued to be able to go through that work, to be able to follow what he asked me to do. Going through times of stress, to call out his prayers, to call out to God. And he put his trust in God. He was able to continue on. Well, I'm a believer that the spiritual element is to get to the right of what's going. I do believe that in all my heart. If it wasn't for the spiritual, or for the spiritual aspect of it, I don't think that he would have accomplished what he did, and I don't think he would have got to the right seat to keep it on. But I thank God for that. So I think that opportunity is so strong to believe in faith. His character shown to be still believing, doing what he did, but Dr. King stood up for what he believed. A number of years, he stood up doing what he spoke about. His dream is about to be a top four. Many people were telling him, no, don't go that way. Don't say anything about it. But it burned in his conscience. It burned in his soul. He had to say. You could say he was true to what his spirit, what was in his spirit. He knew the risks. He knew the need. You know, he knew what he was going to face. And a year later, he did pay with his life. But he did stand up for it. Anybody that stands up good is going to face a lot of controversy, a lot of backbiting and everything, but you see, this is you have to put out there, you have people out there. And then now you have to see that just fast forward 2020, you have a better day, and it's been things so. When our last presidential election, he was frustrated and angry, losing hope. But this is a time where you had to have people that were going to stand strong to take part in the people. So I'm an optimist. I just believe things will get better. I also believe that no matter what circumstance we have joy in our lives. Our challenges strengthen our faith. Struggles are a part of, they're part of our growth process. I played a lot of sports when I was younger, and the thing is, you know, we didn't start out being good by way, and we weren't very good. As time improved, we improved our play, we got stronger, and got to know what each other was doing. And after a while, we started to do it. So we got to have this something to come to. I've learned a lot of things that I've learned about why or about why I'm here. But I just think to do this in fact. And this is what challenges are. You know, that once you attain that strength, then you understand that God takes you through those struggles and brings you faith. And that's a wonderful feeling. Also, these characters that during times of stress. I'm almost during those times of stress to be able to keep going forward. That he knew what his mission was, that he believed what he did and God's guidance. Even though he suffered ridicule and scorn, he continued on. I found one famous athlete to say that to him. His best boy shined through during stressful times, during the most difficult times of the game. They were winning championships. He always came through during critical times. Then he keeps the exposure up to 10 or melted into the pressure. But he shined through. And as Christians, we are trying to see the good of trying to fight in a dark world that really needs us. And one of the ones that I'm concerned about is the hijacking of the Christian faith. Of what I understood the Christian faith to be mandated. We have love in our hearts. You know, if we were less fortunate, we have dug the heart before our enemies. But to get a good combined, it was different. You know, they don't think we're the God, or we're not, if you want to have it in the power, whether it's the body or hold it, if you have it out, that's not the God that I wish. The guy that I know, those people even at their lowest point, those prisoners, those persons that are not all blood there. He loves those persons, those people. They're the person. He loves the first people on the street. So whoever we are, God loves us. So we have both love. Jesus can change somebody. This is what we are supposed to do. You know, we're not the benefit of anybody. Just remember, Christ died for you, Christ died for your peace. Okay, let me get one thing straight up here. One thing I do an awful lot is, that was first month, I'll be shocked at some alcohol. I've seen it happen many times. The next person is hurt, the person is there. Please say to God, I'd accept that person to prove that it's something so good to destroy. But in their lives, I'd accept this whole thing. There would be person. I'm the person in the but I've been a person for almost 6 years. And friends is just part of my life, part of my life. There, you know, they were born from them. There was something we felt to lead them. And that you can't live, a guy in your life, why you say it's scary of it. You know, I die, but that can't. I have something happen. The challenges and the people who are in the outseat, the community, they have different challenges. So I don't want the challenges to have it. You know, all the good people, this, this society. I know I talk with myself, but I've had to grow that because that isn't going to change. The fact that I've had done, they may not like to see that I've done. So they may not understand it, but I've done. So that's Christ that thing. And the word kind of stress, I could even say, we learn things about ourselves. You know, I, one of the words I've always had in my vocabulary, I guess more now, maybe in the last 20 years, is journey. So each one of us is a journey. Actually, life is a journey. You know, each journey, but they come in the life, and you run into places, so can't stay where you are, but you can't go back. That's why I said to find what you will be forever different. I'm sure that's the thing. So they promise across that divide, they didn't go back, they didn't go back. So it was a beauty, but he knew what it was. And people don't continue on. It doesn't matter what other people think or what other. The most important thing is that they go on in Jesus' shining light to be his apostle. And every time they really needed it, Dr. King was a shining example to his followers. And every time he made people for him. So there was a lot of loss, there was a big loss. And I'm sure God's feet played, you know, So you need a God strength under his own strength. You need a strength. God's spirit carrying fruit. And I think about it, Jesus praying, drawing this image. So he felt that pressure. But he was very sick. I will, but your will. That he said to the goal of truth. And we can go to times challenge to go to difficult times. When you're down to people, what it is to be down to people. I just thank all the times I'm going to be alive. It wasn't. I tell you what it wasn't. But I'm very sad that I had to do that. And if you do, that say that. You know, when you have a talent, you take a look at. Why am I being talented? You just have to. You know, this controversy, is it legitimate? You know, one thing about challenge, you know, it really has to involve change. You know, it might have to be a future thing. But while you're going through a challenge, don't ever get it fixed to you. No, you can have to change if you're not going to. I was exactly there were plenty of challenges, but you still had the big picture in mind. You gather the right things and make sure that lots of you are getting good, lots of you are getting the same life that you got it in. Jesus had his answer, had his mission to you, and he challenged by the religious society of people, you know. Give it to the maid, but he never forgot what his name was. And we can do that too in our own way. We can do that chance twice. You know, it's not right. So all we're shining light to our friends and neighbors. And others say that, wonder why we're so hopeful, why we're so faithful. It's not so, you know, it's the same thing. It's not so much, you know, besides what we believe, it's also stuff. But I see this. People want to see that. They want to see that. A lot of you can go out there, why do you have to look? Does that make sense? In the end, God's going to win anyway. That's not going to be, and God has something to do with it. So it's going to make it for you. And the only thing I want to testify is faith, and I just pray that I just pray that he can keep Christ in me. Because a lot of people do need to know in order to try to answer. So, I guess that's a little bit of faith to ask you. So, you see the birds, everything. Just remember, you know, whatever challenges come, you know, you're going to go through it. Seriously, whatever's good in place, whatever the place, same thing is. Don't let challenges stop. You can't trust God. They'll give you the strength to go through. And I like that. Thank you for being good for today. You can go Genevieve. And I just pray that your day is not filled with God is with you. God is with you.